The reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Harry, thanks for reading. Please do keep your little gospel booklets open, page 8, as we look at these words together. Now, I wonder who here was the first to open a present today? Okay, so if you opened them yesterday, it doesn't count, the first today. Anyone open a present before 8 a.m.? Anyone open a present before 8 a.m.? Some people, okay. Before 7 a.m.? Before 7? 7? Before 6 a.m.? Before 5? 3 a.m. That is ridiculous. Okay, I've got a few firsts on the screen here. I wonder, you can chat to people in your household bubble, if you can work out what you think they were the first to do. Okay, so just 30 seconds. You can join in at home. What were they the first to do? Okay, I'll trust you to score yourselves. So Neil Armstrong, first on the moon. First to get a vaccine in the UK, Margaret Keenan. First to break the 4-minute mile, Roger Bannister. First woman to swim the channel, Gertrude Ederle. Did anyone get her name right? No. There we go. Full marks. This morning, we're meeting some other people who were the first. Did we spot them in our true Bible story? They're the shepherds. They're the first to hear the good news. They're the first to see the good news, and they're the first to tell the good news. And we're going to examine each of those this morning. So firstly, the shepherds hear the good news. The shepherds hear the good news. Now, we might not realize it, but angelic announcements are super rare, even in the Bible. We can probably get rid of the slide now. There we go. Anyone here have their birth announced in a newspaper? It's just going to be very interesting. There we go. In Fraser family. Well done. There we go. Anyone have their birth announced on TV? No. Anyone have their birth announced by angels? No. Okay, we're safe. There we go. No. Jesus' birth, though, announced by angels to these shepherds. And can we remember what the angels say, what the shepherds hear? Well, I've got some presents, actually, to help us. There are some clues inside, so I need a volunteer from within my household bubble. So, Zach, you can come and help. Great. Why don't you open this top one here? In fact, you can open these top two. There we go. There we go. What have we got in there? Clues to help us see who Jesus is, what the shepherds hear. Okay, great. And you can open this one as well. I'll hold that. Brilliant. We'll make it look neat up here. Brilliant, Zach. You can hold those up for me in a second. They're not a pair of trainers. Don't worry. Okay, these clues. Now, I'll read the Bible passage again for us, and just listen to what the angel says and see if you can think what these clues are. Fear not. We can have it on the screen. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. So a life jacket reminds us Jesus is a saviour. He's a rescuer. He's come to save. So we've got a rescuer, a saviour. What have we got here, Zach? We'll do this one first. A crown. Remember, Jesus is the Christ. He's God's forever king. So a life jacket, a crown. And then finally, sunglasses. Why do we have sunglasses? Well, I couldn't think of what to put in the box for the Lord. But Jesus is God. He's divine. To look at Jesus is to see the radiant, dazzling glory of God. That's why we've got sunglasses. You can tell me what I should have had later on. There we go. So thank you, Zach. Well done. You can grab a seat. You can hold on to the sunglasses. Did we notice what Jesus brings? He's the Saviour. He's the Christ. He's the Lord. And just look at verse 14 again. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. It's all about peace. So actually, we've got one more present here. One, we forgot to open one. And let's see if we can open this. There we go. What is this? You know what it is. You helped me make my props. It is a broken sword. There we go. Just a reminder, Jesus brings peace. You see, naturally, we're cut off from God. We want to live for ourselves, and we put ourselves before Jesus. We've turned our back on God, and he's angry with us, but Jesus came to bring peace. So again, verse 11, the angel says, Jesus is born unto you, for you, on our behalf, for our good. It's why, do you notice, it is good news of great joy for all people. Jesus brings peace between humanity and God. He saves us by dying on the cross in our place. He deals with God's anger at our rebellion, and we can have peace. So just to give the game away, our last song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. It means Jesus has come to bring peace, to mean we can be friends with God. So again, what do the shepherds hear? Let's just see, we're all still awake here. Can we put hands up to ears? What do they hear? Go on, is there hands up to ears? Hands up to ears? Can we put our hands up to our ears? Great, there we go. Hands up to ears. They hear about a divine royal rescuer who has arrived to bring peace. That's the good news they hear. And they're told how to identify him. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Which brings us on to the second big idea. The shepherds see. Can we do see? The shepherds see the good news. They see exactly what they've been told, don't they? It's verifiable. The shepherds are the eyewitnesses. And now to help us think this through, I've got a quick game. It's the Christmas sink or swim game. Christmas sink or swim. There we go. There we go. Nate, this is going to be a disaster, isn't it, Nate? You going to help me? Okay. I've got some Christmas items here. Nate's going to carefully put them in the water. If you think it's going to swim or float, you stand up. If you think it's going to sink, you sit down, okay? We'll do it quick fire. Nate, you get around the side. There we go. Brussels sprout. Stand for swim or float. There we go. Anyone who's cooked, there we go. There we go. There we go. Well done. Well done. We'll do quick fire now. Okay, everyone sit down again. Quick, sit down again. Okay. Christmas lemon. Again. Oh, wait, Nate. You got to. There we go. What are people going for? Okay, in. It's going to. Oh, there we go. Okay. Should we try? Nate, this is going to be dessert. Okay, are you going to do that? Christmas chutney. Sink or swim? Okay, sink or swim? Go on, Nate. Well, there we go. Okay, I'll try these two. Brazil nut. I'll do a Brazil nut quickly. Brazil, wait. Float. Well done. Okay. Interesting. Last two. We'll ditch the cheese. Oh, no, we've got Christmas cake. We'll have to do that. Okay. Everyone sit down again. Mars. Miniature Mars. Don't eat it, Nate. It's got to go in. Sink. Okay. But miniature Milky Way. There we go. Float. There we go. Okay. Last one. Christmas cake. I know, there we go. Mate, ready? People, sink or swim? Sink or swim? Ah, there we go. The bug. Yeah, that is definitely. Well done, Nate. You can take a seat. We'll do the rest later. Now, maybe, just maybe, we knew some of those from bitter experience, but we probably guessed, didn't we, for at least some of them. We were guessing whether it would sink or swim. But here is something we don't have to guess about. We can be absolutely, utterly, completely convinced of, because the shepherds see with their own eyes. They see exactly what the angels tell them, don't they? Just look at verse 15 again. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. You see, Jesus really is the divine royal rescuer. The shepherds see the good news. Again, let's practice for listening. The shepherds see the good news. It is all true, just like the angel said. And finally, the shepherds tell the good news. They tell the good news. Isn't their response just amazing? They see Jesus and they tell everyone. They make known the word the angel said to them. Do you remember that word? A divine royal rescue has arrived who brings peace. Now, it is quite exciting. I know this morning is quite exciting. Anyway, it's Christmas Day. It's about to get even more exciting because I have bagged an exclusive interview with one of those first shepherds who were there. Let's see if we can get a picture of them. There we go. One of the first shepherds. It's so exciting. Just a few days after he saw the angels, that photo was taken. I wonder, can we just zoom in a little closer, please? Can we zoom in a little closer? There we go. Brilliant. There we go. Same shepherd. Looks exactly the same, obviously. And let's just listen in to hear what he has to say.
Great. Well, thanks for being interviewed. Now, first, just tell us, what was it like seeing those angels?
Oh, mate, it was literally terrifying. Freaking it.
But still, you went to check it out for yourself?
I mean, yeah, you had to, really, didn't you? A load of angels say, go here. You're going to go, aren't you? And it's exactly like they said it would be.
And just tell us, why is it so exciting that God's king has arrived?
I mean, it's a bit of a stupid question, right? Like, God is rago. Like, here is the king who's going to reign as prince of peace and completely rule and love forevermore. I mean, his kingdom's going to last forever. And it's all because of God and his promises. He's going to reign over all the nations. Like, that's not just good news for me. This is good news for everyone. I mean, he's glorious and good. I mean, it's such brilliant news. It's just such brilliant news because God is so amazing. I mean, we just couldn't keep it to ourselves. We've told the sheep, we've told all of Bethlehem. I mean, how could you not keep this to yourself? Like, this is such good news. And it's not just for me, it's for everyone. Like, all of us can have such great peace with God, all because of this baby king.
Brilliant. Thanks. Have fun, Adam.
There we go.
Great, well, thanks.
It was great, wasn't it? Just to hear about those shepherds, when they saw Jesus, they were so excited, they told everyone. Just listen again to what we read. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So the shepherds tell the good news. Again, let's see if we can mouth tell. Can we do a shout? There we go. Don't actually shout. There we go. We're being safe. There we go. They tell everyone about Jesus and they praise God. So this Christmas, aren't the shepherds a great example? They hear, they see, and they tell the good news. I wonder, will we hear the good news about Jesus? Will we see it's true, it's to be believed? Will we see Jesus in his word? And will we tell everyone about it? About Jesus, the divine royal rescuer who can bring peace with God? Will we praise God for Jesus? And maybe we feel after a year like this a little bit like those first shepherds. We're in the dark, we're afraid. How can fear turn to joy? Did you see? By seeing Jesus, recognizing why he came, by believing the good news about him, just like the shepherds did all those years ago, and we can have confident hope. If you've never considered Jesus as your savior, as your king, do take away one of these gospels. Do ask a Christian friend maybe to read it through with them. You can ask them any questions you've got about the eyewitness account of Jesus. And if we are someone following Jesus already, well, don't we have every reason in the world to glorify God, to praise him? Our fear has turned to joy. We know the divine royal rescuer who brings peace. We have hope. So in 2021, let's keep hearing the good news about Jesus Let's keep seeing the good news about Jesus, and let's keep telling everyone who will listen the good news about Jesus. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, this Christmas, please help us hear the good news all about Jesus Christ with fresh wonder. Would we see Jesus and know with confidence he is the divine royal rescuer? And would we tell others the good news about Jesus? He is the only one who can bring peace with you through his death on the cross. And we ask we would all have a happy and safe Christmas by trusting in Jesus more and more. In his name we ask it. Amen.